Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
Leslie?
Nice to be with you.
I'm always happy to be with you, and I've missed you.
Ah, you're sweet. Valerie?
She's like, who cares?
Well, I have something on my mind I want to talk about.
I can see that.
Yes. Now, we all know that, I hope we know, that breaking up via text is really a bad way to go. That is poor form.
It's impersonal and not nice.
It's not nice. And by the way, it's done all the time. It's more and more common. I can't believe it. But you don't even give the person you're dating the courtesy of a face-to-face phone call. You don't even allow them the opportunity to rage at you, which, by the way, if you're dumping someone, you need to be able to sit there and take it for a little while. That's part of the deal.
A little while. Do you have, is it an hour, a half hour? What's the appropriate? An hour is good.
Yeah. And I mean, unless, I think it's relative to the amount of time that you're together. So if you're together 3 months, you need to take it for an hour. If you're together for a year, you might have to sit through 2.5 hours of raging.
Can I just tell you about one breakup I had?
Please.
This was not an hour. This was not two. I was dumped.
Yes.
I forced him to go to 3 consecutive sessions of therapy.
After the breakup?
Yes, because he didn't live in this country and I knew I'd never see him again. So I wouldn't have the opportunity to separate properly.
How did you manage that?
I wouldn't leave the... I was in an inn. It was on vacation and I was dumped.
Okay, forget my topic. We're going to do that in another segment. This I have to hear about. No. This we must hear about.
Okay, well, this was a, the gentleman was from another country on the other side of the world.
Okay. Are we using the term gentleman loosely?
I'm always very complimentary of the people that I have left behind or who have left me.
The people that Valerie leaves in her wake.
But he left me.
Okay.
And I had never really been dumped before. Like, I've never been fired. I'd never been dumped.
Oh, the first time is the worst.
Right?
Yeah.
And it
until it happens to you, these are things that vaguely happen to other unfortunate
correct.
People.
Correct. They don't happen to you.
Right.
So, but the good news was I lost 3 pounds. I didn't eat because we were in the inn. We had the vacation.
Okay, wait. Please set the table. You are vacationing together
yes.
in an inn in another land, another country?
No, here in the United States at the shore.
Yes.
And we had this inn. He had flown in from another country.
To spend how much time with you?
It was, well, a couple of weeks, but this was about a 3 or 4 day stint.
Okay, and you're how many days into your stay?
An hour.
An hour, and he, with a thick accent from another land, says, you know what? It's not working for me. I don't know. I shouldn't even taken the flight. At least I got frequent flyer miles out of it.
An hour. 1 hour.
1 hour. And he says what?
He said that. He said, I can't do this. It's terrible.
You're like, what? Go in the water?
That's what I said.
What, wear shorts?
That's what I said. I didn't quite understand. I can't do this. I thought, oh, is it too hot? Do you need suntan lotion? What's the issue?
Yeah.
No, I can't do this, you and me.
And how did you get to the 3 sessions of therapy?
Well, we were in the inn for about 3 days where I didn't eat for 3 days and I cried for 3 days.
Oh, he was trapped because
I had the car.
You had a car and he had a plane ticket at a certain time.
He was in the United States for a couple of weeks. So we were stuck in the inn by the shore in the attic. And I wouldn't eat. I cried. He would leave. I'd come back. I'd cry. I'd get hysterical. And then finally I said, when I drove him back to, you know, the city, I said, you need to give me time with a therapist to process this.
And he agreed?
He did agree. And it was 3 consecutive sessions.
Of you raging?
Well, of trying to understand why he was breaking up
with me. Oh, no, you're not one of those, I just don't understand girls.
I absolutely didn't understand.
Oh,
I did not understand what...
Oh, you're one of those.
What's
to understand? I'm just not into you anymore.
That's not possible. That is not possible. But you know what he said?
What?
What he said was very interesting. In the beginning, he would say, you're like my mother, with warmth and love.
Gross.
You're just like my mother, like kind and generous. And then at the end, he says, you're like my mother. Oh my God, he turned it around. Everything flip-flopped and I didn't understand a thing. And I taped it too. I have it on cassette.
You taped it?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm afraid. I'm very afraid.
And that's my story. So what about the text?
We don't have to, we have to do it later.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that's my story. And this is before texting. This is before internet.
I would like to know more about the sessions, but we're up against a break.
We are.
Yes.
And I don't want to talk about it anymore because you're making fun of me and I don't like it.
No, it's fantastic.
Coming up next on America Weekend, Leslie tells us about her breakups. That's next on America Weekend.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Fred is 40 and losing his hair. He bought a hair treatment that is heavily advertised, which promotes new hair growth. But after a year of daily treatments, Fred doesn't have a single new hair. This product was very expensive and totally ineffective. What can Fred do now? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
Since hair treatment products don't guarantee new hair growth, Fred can't do anything. He should have checked with the FDA to see if the product had been approved, checked with consumer protection agencies to see if any complaints had been filed, and he could have asked the manufacturer for any studies proving new hair growth. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This singer-songwriter's anthem, written during the 1981 player strike, kept baseball on people's radios when no games were being played on the field. So where is Terry Cashman now? Terry's song, Talkin' Baseball, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, has remained a classic since the moment it was released. In 2011, the Baseball Hall of Fame honored the song as part of its induction ceremonies. Terry's also done a version of the song for the TV show The Simpsons called Talkin' Softball.
Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer.
There it is, a hit for Terry Cashman. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.